time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. And Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. We're a weekly show. How's it going, everybody? We're on msonewsports.com. That's right. We're here every week, and we bring it. And I am the only host. And guess what? It's fall. I don't care that it's August still. August 22nd, even. A month away from the actual fall season. It's fall to me. You know why? High school sports has begun. And I'm pumped and jacked about it. I am so pumped and jacked. This is where we get the athletes back that are playing, the coaches, the football, the field hockey, everything. It's back for the fall. And guess what? I'm feeling pretty super about it.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the Super Sub Super Performance of the Week.
That's right. Super Sub Shop, Super Performance of the Week. Super Sub is a great sponsor of the North Shore Sports Desk. Been here for many, many years. SupersubBev.com. Paul Guanti in the game, working hard 7 days a week. 324 Cabot Street in Beverly is the way to go. Get your best cheesesteaks on the North Shore, chicken salads, whatever, salami subs, Italian, American. They got it all. Best bread, Pantidosi. 978-927-4788. They also have casual catering. And our Super Performance of the Week is those Hamilton Generals Intertown League Baseball, adult amateur baseball. They won another championship, baby. And that's three in a row. Count it, three in a row. Catching up to Manchester, which won from 2012 to 2016, five in a row. And the funny thing is, they've beaten Manchester Essex all these 3 years. So more about that from Brian Nickel, coach of the Hamilton Generals dynasty, after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk. We're back at it with our guest for this segment. It's going to be a repeat guest. Tends to come on the show at this time of year and tends to win ITL championships. That's Brian Nickel, the coach of the Hamilton Generals of the Intertown Baseball League. Another championship in the books, three straight now, coach. How you doing?
Hey, Dom. Good to see you. Doing very well. How could you not be after three in a row, after a long run without a championship? So it's good to actually win a little bit of winning streak with this year, knocking off three in a row.
Two in a row is great. Three, they call you a dynasty. Who made up that rule, by the way? You have to get three to get a dynasty.
I don't know. We've been saying all year that twos are wrong and three's a dynasty. It's kind of been our slogan this year.
Yeah. Yeah. This season, was it 24 overall wins? You did not lose a playoff game. That's so impressive.
Yeah. No, the 24 wins we just played well. We played well all year long. I really only think that there was two games that we really lost all year. You know, with that being the opening day against Rockport, and then we lost to Raleigh once in the regular season. The other two, you know, kind of felt like we kind of gave away. So it really could have been even almost better in a sense.
Yeah, 100%. And now these three championships, is it Raleigh, Manchester, Manchester? Is that how it went?
No, it's been Manchester. We've actually played Manchester 4 years in a row.
Man.
I know. It's like Groundhog Day all over.
Wow. Four in a row. Yeah, unbelievable.
Four in a row. Yeah, it's been a good rivalry, you know, between the teams.
Yeah. So they get you in 2021, and then you win the last three.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And were you were the coach in 2021?
I have. I've been doing it for been coaching, doing the player managing, and for 8 years now. It's my 10th year playing, so I've been around for almost too long.
Yeah. And in this run, Brian, I know, you know, adult baseball is like, you know, that's like musical chairs, right? You just keep switching and switching who's going to sit where. But from 2021 to 2024, how consistent has the lineup been for Hamilton? Has it been that crazy different, you know, over the years?
So, no, it really hasn't. I mean, we've had, you know, for really about 4 years now, we've had Jake Lanciani, who stepped down about 2 years ago, but Carter Coffey's really been our leadoff guy since, and Will Frain and Hunter Wilichowski have been in that 2-3. You know, our four hitters been different this year. It was a little bit of Ian Kay and Ryan Monahan, and Frenny's been kind of in the five hole all year. We've just been deep. You know, the depth of our lineup is really, I think, our strength. And we have, I think I look back, I think we have like 11 college baseball players. So there's games where college baseball players are showing up and they're not even playing, which is wild and kind of a testament to, you know, the character of guys we have.
Yeah, 100%. And who was the mound crew getting it done for you guys in the championship?
So it was Ryan Hutchinson, who pitches Division I at Quinnipiac, started Game 1. Luke McClintock, who was probably our ace all year, Mr. Reliable, is actually the captain at Babson College this upcoming season. He was a dog in the playoffs. Two complete games. I think he allowed three hits in two games. I mean, he was pretty much unhittable, and he was locked in. And then Adam Green, who just came off a pretty successful high school season, ended up eating about as many innings I've ever seen in this league. Finished the year with 53 and a third innings pitch. And he was lights out also. So we had those three guys, and then we had Hunter Wilichowski and Carter Koff, you've already named, coming out of the bullpen. They were nailed, especially Hunter.
Yeah, McClintock, I mean, 4-1, 1.19 ERA, 53 strikeouts, 41 innings. I'm reading Salem News, Gloucester Times. Mm-hmm. Stats, also bats 362, 20 RBI, and then Green, like you were mentioning, workhorse as well, 53 and two-thirds, and then 53 punch-outs. So every time he goes out, you just got to get two outs, and he'll take care of the third out.
Yeah, exactly.
2.21 ERA for him. I mean, it's and then Frenny, 395, five homers and two RBIs. Nick Frenny, that is. Hutchinson, 464. I mean, it's just down the line. It's Aiden Can, was 424. Will Cook, 444. I mean, it just never ends. This team mashed, and it was lights out on the mound. I mean, what else is there?
Yeah, I mean, we pitching, defense, and hitting. I mean, it's three things we do very, very well, and it was fun to watch all season long. It was definitely, in my mind, the most talented team we've ever had. I know Matt Williams talked about it in the piece calling us probably the best Hamilton Wenham ITL team, you know, in the 96-year history, which I would definitely agree with.
Yeah, it's hard to argue. I mean, maybe you could do a simulation. You know, you play the 1931 Generals and see what happens. And like Sega, what, I was going to say Sega. Man, that makes me old. But Xbox.
I was a Nintendo guy, so yeah. Don't feel too old.
Yeah, maybe you could. Hey, I do a simulation with my team, which might be one of the greatest Rockport Townies team, the 99 crew. Mike Sutera, myself, John Parisi, Darren Daigle, Scott Bushy, pretty good little team there itself. But I think the difference might be, you know, because we hit just like you guys. I mean, the pitching, I mean, it's just you guys probably have us in that. And that's insulting my own self because I was like the number two behind Scott, behind Scott Bushy. I mean, this is, you know, I mean, this is something that was just shut down from the beginning. I mean, would you let up 20 runs in the playoffs overall, you know, while scoring nearly 50? So it sounds like this pitching crew is just goes after batters. It's, you know, it's summer baseball. They're like, hey, why are we going to dance around, kids? Let's do it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, we had high strikeout clips all year long. I don't know what the exact final number was, but our strike-to-walkout ratio was through the roof. Yeah, I mean, we just had guys. Every time we rolled out, we put guys in positions to succeed, and they did. When you got a guy like who goes once a week, probably going to win that game once a week. Ryan Hutchinson was dealing just a little bit of a back problem all year, but anytime he went out, you were going to win that game most likely. Adam Green, like we talked about. All you really need to do is just keep us in the game.
Yeah, 100%. This league goes back to 1929. Again, I'm still citing the Salem News Gloss Times article. And according to them, man, you're chasing a Manchester dynasty where they won five in a row, 2012, 2016, which is appropriate that you played them four times in a row in the finals.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a, we were talking about that the other day. It would have been fun to have. You know, our run of what we're having right now against those teams with where they had Rusty and they had the guy Kane and Roy Gentile. They had players for a long time. They're still really good over there. But yeah, chasing that, we're already got our eyes and trying to win four for next year. So it'd be cool to, you know, have a potential.
Is it fair to say you guys kind of retired Rusty Tucker?
Who knows? I mean, you never know. You know, maybe he comes back next year. I won't know about that. We obviously the run of the best, probably the best player in the league history of over 100 years. But it was pretty cool to get to him. We got to him pretty good in game two, scoring 7 or 8 runs, and then game four, a game that never happened with him throwing 140 pitches. So who knows? I mean, maybe we'll see him next year. Maybe not. Who knows? Mm-hmm. They had some good arms. They had the kid Ostrowski, who we actually didn't see in the finals, who pitched for Elon this last season. Would have been fun to see. But they're still deep. And, you know, tip your cap, a guy who deserves a lot of respect is Ryan Marks, who's one of the older veterans in the league. Pitched his balls off in game one. Kept him in it when he left. I think he had 2 earned through 6 or 5 2/3, I want to say. So, I mean, he stepped up for, it's good to see guys from my generation, you know, still playing at a high level.
Yeah. And for all intents and purposes, this is, you don't expect any mass exodus or anything. Everyone's back for 2025.
From our team. Yeah. As far as I know, we talked at the end of the year, like this is, you know, too much fun. Let's see if we can keep it back. And, you know, we're hoping to add a guy or two more. I mean, who knows with Will Jones, who's pitching up the Northeastern, who pitched a little bit in the Cape this summer. It'd be pretty cool to get him back. If he doesn't get drafted, there's a good possibility he's playing for us next summer, which would, I think, add a little bit towards our dominance to put him in that starting rotation.
Yeah, that would add to, it wouldn't be fair because you throw Will Jones into the mix. he had a we had him on the show a few weeks ago, and he He had a historical season for the Navigators. You know, absolutely lights out as a lefty and did wonders for Northeastern. So that is actually the Northeastern team is got a couple of your area guys on it. Cooper McGrath being the other one.
Yeah, he's a Hamilton kid.
Yeah.
And they got a couple of kids from the prep who we saw, watched a couple of the games. And a couple of middle of the lineup guys are prep guys.
Yeah, Tyler was one of them from Peabody. I forgot his last
McGregor. Name. McGregor. I think McGregor's his last name.
Correct. Yeah, we're trying to get him on the show too because he himself had a historical season for Northeastern at the plate. So, you know, he's one of the best hitters of all time there. You look at the stats. He leads a lot of those categories. So the North Shore doing that, you know, what we need, Brian, is we need a North Shore League champion versus ITL champion. But the problem is it comes at a time when all said and done, it's basically September and everyone's off.
You know, it's funny. I had that thought the other day. That would be a pretty cool way to cap it off. Maybe
one game,
and
nine innings.
You could probably do that because I think their season just round up. So, I mean, we still got, I think all of our guys are still around. It's definitely a thought for the future, I think.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to show what league, although they go wood bat, we're aluminum. So,
okay.
We'll see how that works. But I think that's a great idea. I think everyone would pay to see that one.
Yeah. You got Peabody, you got the North Shore Phillies. I think, is it Champions versus the Phillies, I think, in the finals over there?
Maybe it is.
North Shore Phillies versus Peabody Champions. Peabody's the defending champs. You got the Swampscott Sox in there, Beverly Rex, I think they're called. So a lot of good teams. We just can't have one of the New Hampshire teams win because that wouldn't be fun. So
no, nobody wants to see that.
We want an all North Shore final. We don't want Hamilton traveling up to where I am now. I'm actually in Manchester, New Hampshire. You don't want to have to come all the way up here. Although they have great ball fields here. Gill Park, I think it's called. Well, of course, the double A team plays right in the city too. Good stuff. But all right, cool. Well, Brian Nickel, I mean, this has been a great interview once again, a dynasty type of interview.
Yes.
You know, I think I said this last year, like, all right, well, we'll see you in late August again for 2025.
I hope to be talking to you about a year from now again.
Well, it'll be news no matter what. If you don't win it, that's huge news. If you do win it, that's huge news. It's four in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's to say the least.
Yeah. All right. Well, best of luck. I appreciate you coming on the North Shore Sports Desk again. Congrats, Dynasty. Get a couple more, and we'll be in that Manchester company of the early to mid 2010s.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks again, Dom. I really appreciate you and all you do for the sports in the area.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun following you guys. Thanks for coming on, Coach. All right, talk soon.
Thanks, Dom. I really appreciate it.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Penny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, that was Brian Nickel. He is the man, the coach of the dynasty Hamilton Generals. And I'll tell you what, this is an incredible run, one of the best runs in the history of this nearly 100-year-old amateur baseball league. The Hamilton team that I knew were always very solid, consistent, just couldn't get over the playoff hump. And look at what they've done the last 4 years. They were close, then they won the last three. I mean, they just have kept this amazing team intact. You heard all those stats from that interview with Brian Nickel, and they are just going nowhere. Who the heck is going to stop them? Rusty Tucker's probably gone, the most dominant player in the ITL history. They even beat him. They even beat him. So they've found a way to beat everybody, and there's no stopping this team. I don't see why they can't match or beat Manchester's run. Who's going to do it? You know, maybe people get busy, career changes. It's the only thing that's going to stop Hamilton is Hamilton itself. Kids that go away to other states. So they're their own worst enemy. So we'll see. Hamilton, ITL, that's my prediction. They're gonna top this run. I just don't see them going away. So great job, Hamilton Generals. And by the way, Manchester had a great run too to get into that finals with dramatic win over Rockport, I believe. So great stuff overall. Thanks, Coach Nickel, for that interview. We're going to take a break. And on the other side, we're going to talk about the other North Shore baseball amateur champion, your Peabody champions, back-to-back. We'll give you the details on that win next.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Penny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
North Shore Sports Desk back at it. Don Castro here. We're going to talk about the Peabody champions winning back-to-back with a sweep in a best of seven, four straight wins over the North Shore Phillies in the finals. Unbelievable run. Peabody, that was four straight in the finals, and they beat the Manchester Marlins 3-0. 10-zip, 5-4. So that's 7 straight wins. And then they lost to the Marlins 4-zip. So literally, they lost to the Marlins 4-zip, and then they went on a 7-game win streak to close out 2024 North Shore Baseball League. I'm going to get Mike Giardi on, hopefully, and we will talk to him soon about this amazing run. And we can also talk to Giardi about Marble Head football, too, being an assistant coach over there for Jim Rudloff. So let's take a quick peek, see if we can get any sort of highlights. 2-1 win for in game one by the Peabody champions. Let's see if there was any highlights or anything like that. Just box score tells me that it was a 1-1 game after six, and then after five, excuse me, and then Peabody got one in the bottom of the sixth. That was the difference. Let's see. Winning pitcher for that was Dupuy. And Noah Stafford and James McCarthy had a couple of hits for Peabody. Liam McElroy with a double. Tyler Levitt started with 5 innings. And then Griffin Dupuy came in, got the win. 2-0 in the playoffs at that point. And Zach Began got the save with a couple strikeouts in the last inning. All right. So game two for them, for the Peabody champions. That was an 8-4 win. This was last Saturday night. The box score tells me that Peabody had a good 2 and 3 innings, second and third innings, 7 runs combined, 4 and 3 respectively, and that was the difference right there. North Shore Phillies made a cut a couple in the seventh to make it look closer, but it was 8-4 final. We're going to have the winner of that one be Nathan Ng. That was his second playoff win. Beckett Slayton came in for relief, and Scott Wiseman did as well. And that's it. Yeah, 2 hits for Tommy Beauregard, 3 hits for Chris Mansour, John Doyle with 2 hits, DJ Brooks with 3. So 11 hits. Peabody was mashing that day for sure. Game three, you know, North Shore Phillies really had to get one here. You don't want to fall behind 3-0, but that's what happened. Peabody ends up closing out the series with a 9-0 run in those last two games. 7-zip for game three, 2-zip for game four, the clincher and the back-to-back champions. Let's look at the box score for that one. Liam McElroy and Hunter Kingsbury, another couple hits each. John Cahill with a great game, 3 hits, 2 RBIs, 3-for-3. DJ Brooks was 2-for-3, 12 hits for Peabody in that one. And the winner, the distance, Robert Jellison, 2-1 record at that time for the playoffs. And he went 7 innings, no runs, no earned, no walks, 7 strikeouts, scattered 6 hits. What a performance there. Now, who closed out the door for the Peabody champions in that 2-0 final win on Monday night at Breed and Lynn? That goes to Cam Connolly, 1-0 record in the playoffs, 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, domination. Zach Began, strikeout in the final inning. He ends it with one innings. Did they give him the save? Yeah, he gets the save in that 2-0. So what an effort. What an effort for the Peabody champions. Champions again, appropriately named. And I got to put this out there. I want to see Peabody and Hamilton in a 1-game, 9-inning affair. That's it. That's what I want to see. I want to see it. Get it done. Come on. Giardi, Nickel. Figure it out. Nice little laid-back 9-inning game for North Shore supremacy. This is a 3-time champion and a 2-time champion. Let's settle it. Let's settle it. There's always those debates. What's better, North Shore Baseball League, ITL? Well, let's finish it up with a 9-inning game. Let's do it. I would have done it in 99 when we were playing back then for Rockport. All right. We are going to take another break, last break, and one more segment to go. It's just going to be finishing up with our first North Shore Fall Sports Report.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams. and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. North Shore Sports Desk, we're back at it. Final segment of the show. Fall sports report, real quick. Remember, last year we had 3 Super Bowl appearances, all losses. You believe it. St. John's Prep, you know they'll be back in the mix. They lost. Tisavari and Amesbury lost. Salem lost. They got to this Gillette. Amazing season. They battled, but they lost. I think they played Fairhaven. So good luck to all those 3 teams getting back to the dance. It's a lot of work, as I'll tell you. Fall's pretty good for North Shore. You know, I expect some big things out of soccer, golf, everything. North Shore holds its own in the fall. And one more note for this show. I just wanted to say how deeply sorry I am to the Kelly family. The Kelly Media runs this show. Paul, my boss, his brother Pete died in Florida, and Pete is the one who got me my start in radio, 104.9 FM. Pete asked me to come on. Pete was a host before me. I joined Nick Kukuru August of 2013, and we were together until August of 2023. 10-year run, and it's been a year now without Nick, but Pete will be sorely missed. He unfortunately passed in his Florida home peacefully. And he made an indelible mark on North Shore Sports, Merrimack Valley. He was a Boston sports producer, and he helped the Bruins hockey games be televised. And he was a hell of a hockey player himself. Hamilton, one of the best. And Pete was a coach at Gloucester High School, girls hockey, and you know, even when he wasn't in an official capacity as coach, he still served as like a mentor and coach to many student athletes. He had a particular fondness for a handful or so, which he kept in touch. Always bugged me to get them on the show in their college years because he was such a supporter. And he had the biggest heart. He never had kids himself, but he basically did have kids the way he treated many of these kids that passed through, you know, the North Shore. He was like a granddad to like a particular Gloucester family that was Lisa Olson's family. He always sent the kids over there gifts, and he was just a sweetheart of a guy. Pete Kelly gone, and we will miss him so much. Again, thank you, Pete, bottom of my heart, for getting me my start in this gig. And it's still going, man. And I'll carry the torch for you as long as I can. I'll do it in your honor, buddy. He was amazing. He always set us up. In our shows, always so organized, always wanted to get the great coaches, the great athletes on, you know, he kept on us, like, hey, wait, who's the athlete of the week this week? And we got those calls all the time, me and Nick. So he really, really wanted to spotlight those kids, and he loved his sponsors too. He took care of the sponsors like crazy. He loved all these sponsors that we had, especially the Cape and Savings Bank, Moynihan Lumber, Super Sub. All these guys, he loved them. Pete, we will miss you. God bless the Kellys. And rest in peace, my friend. All right, that does it for the North Shore Sports Desk. We're done. Thanks for tuning in. We're out every Thursday morning. Looking forward to the fall season. Catch up soon. Talk to you later.